How many things are you trying to accomplish at the same time while not completing any of them? I read this analogy in a book, and it was talking about browser tabs. How you have browser tabs on your computer, on your internet, and how obviously having multiple browser tabs open at the same time will, by default, slow the way your system runs. Why? Because different browsers, different tabs, different pages require a different amount of power to run. They require, some are very heavy, right? So they take a little bit longer to load up because they're just more complex. Some are really light and they'll pop up within a couple seconds of clicking on that website. But over time, if you keep adding browser tabs, if you have 20, 25, 30 browser tabs, then your system just starts running slower. And the crazy part about that is, in life, we do that to ourselves. We keep adding more browser tabs. And in reality, it's not that we're actually working on all those things at the same time. It's just that we forget to shut some down. We keep adding to what we're carrying day in and day out. And sometimes it's because we're afraid to say no. You know, I mean, it's just not the right time right now. I would love to help you. I would love to take that on. But I just can't right now. And as soon as I can, I'll let you know. As easy as that conversation is, or those words were to say, it's so difficult for us to say that. Furthermore, we load up things on just for ourselves, without anybody even asking for us. We tend to take things on without finishing what it is that we're working on, without closing down that browser tab, to use that analogy. So why would we continue to do that? And it's simple. It's simple because we lose track of everything that we're trying to accomplish. And we lose track because we don't have clarity. We don't understand what the purpose or what the intended purpose is of doing that such activity or of taking that one thing on, of what it's for. So we keep adding stuff because that now caught our attention. The things we were working on before, those were interesting at one point, but then we move on to something else. And we move on to something else. And before we know it, we have 25 browser tabs open. And then we start feeling the effects of it. Why? Because nothing's been completed. We've lost focus. We've lost the motivation. We've lost the energy to accomplish those things. So audit your browser tabs. Audit what it is that you're trying to accomplish and add a meaning to it. Connect it to something on why am I working on that? Why am I focusing on that? And start eliminating those browser tabs. And you'll see that as you start eliminating them, some of the ones you're going to eliminate, you probably don't even know that they're still there. And it's just as easy as just like on the computer, X them out. Like you open that page up, what was I even doing here? I don't even remember what the focus or what the purpose of me being on this page was. So X it out. Go on to the next. And as you start really zoning in, you'll start noticing a pattern of connecting those things that you really want to accomplish to a meaning. Why is it that I want to do those? So the message for today is check on your browser tabs. How many do you have open of those? Which ones did you even forget that you even had open? And let's focus and move forward, because the feeling you'll get of accomplishing, and we've all been there, right? When you finish something you're working on, it feels good. You feel energized. You feel motivated. You completed a task. And then move on to the next. Now, in life, it's going to be very difficult to only have one browser tab open. And we all know that. But have the ones that you do have open, make sure that they have meaning behind them, that they serve a purpose, and that you're just not taking things on just to take on. And now it's affecting you from focusing on the things that are important and the things you do want to accomplish. So I'll leave you with that. One thing I will ask is, you know, I've never really asked this before, but if you listen to the podcast, if you like the podcast, if you enjoy it, even if you don't, do me a favor and go on and rate it. And if you're listening to it, take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram on your story. Tell me you're listening. Give me some feedback. Feel free to DM me. Let me know what you think of it, how it could be better, and I'll appreciate that more than you know. And as always, don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.